of Mickey McCrudden here, Institute captain. Mickey, a bit disappointed obviously with that result today.
Definitely disappointed now. The game was not balanced for most of the match, the early parts of the first half. Sort of think we hoped it, we were the better, and then the end of the first half then they sort of came in, didn't had a few half chances as well, and then the start of the second half then we came out and had two great chances. Myself, I had a good chance as well, probably should have worked the keeper, and we were almost 3-2 and cut the bar, which was very unlucky. If we had a win from that, then I think we could have held out and maybe went and got another one, but undone by the same piece again, but can't keep battling like we did, puffing up the set pieces.
And then they obviously got a penalty then. We committed 2-0. It was difficult to come back from that, but you still fight back well in the end up.
I had a penalty shotgun high, to be honest. It was actually me that upended the player apparently, but I didn't touch him, and I can't wait for the show on the TV, because this is the referee after that. It was quite embarrassing, like, about, but I don't know, hope he looks it up himself and apologises to the Institute, because I know he's trying to do his best, but it was two bad decisions. The free kick that led to the goal was very, very soft, and then obviously the penalty was really, really soft as well. Like, so I hope the referee looks at his own performance as well, because it's not good enough at this level, like, and it can't keep happening. And then, as you say, second half end was just a wee bit too late, so it was coming back on it.
Well, you got that goal late on, but as you said, the time was running out at that stage, only a couple of minutes left.
Aye.
But it was still a decent performance, you know, no points at the end of the day, which is a worrying thing.
Aye.
But some nice football played and chances created, which is a main thing. At least you're creating the chances. Aye. It's all about finishing them now.
It's getting on the end of them, finishing them. It's the same old story, playing nice football, creating a few chances, but coming out and often, I'd rather play bad and play crap, every one of us, and come away with 3 points, or come away at least something, like, so stuff they build on, like, it's definitely not the end of the world. We've got two big games coming up against teams that have been around us, so we need to be ready for that now.
Well, I've David Jeffrey, the Ballymena United manager, with me. David, quite happy with that result today, away from home, 2-1.
Yep, very happy, Eamon. I knew how difficult today was going to be. I took opportunity to watch Institute against Ards last week, and I was mightily impressed how Paddy has the side organised, how they pass the ball about, how the players work so desperately hard for one another. And in fact, the simple way they went right to the death last week at Ards and scored, you know, a winner, I knew it was going to be a very, very tough match today. First time I've been back at the new Brandywell. My goodness gracious me, how times have changed, but that pitch seems even bigger now. So there's a lot of miles to be covered. In truth, first half I thought we did particularly well, and I thought we should have maybe come in 2 or 3 goals to the good, and we didn't take the chances that we created. To be fair, second half, Stute should have started the game with a goal, and we were fortunate when the young fella, you know, clipped it off the crossbar. We then got a hold of the game, and superb cross by James Knowles, and a typical Cahir Friel header, was first class, got us our noses in front. Then I thought we should have got a penalty, and we didn't get one. And then the penalty was awarded, and I think we were deserving of our 2-0 lead at that stage. However, as I knew they would, Institute came right back into it. Last 10-15 minutes, Eamon, we had to work overtime to keep Stute out. And when we thought we had the job done, we went to sleep and we gave a goal away. But at the heels of the hunt, to come down to the Brandywell to win 2-1 against a very impressive Stute team, we're more than pleased.